Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Believers cannot be possessed. They can be oppressed by demons, outside forces, and give you a lot of problems. And we looked at that last week. And remember about the Apostle Paul, a messenger of Satan was sent and talked about to buffet me, to beat up on me. Okay, so we see demons loose on this earth. Another example we looked at last week. Remember, I think it was Luke chapter number 5, where it was they were those guys were in the cemetery, and they asked. Jesus said, "Who are you?" And they said, "We are legion, for we are many." Remember, we looked at it last week. So they actually told Jesus, "Don't cast us into the abyss." They knew about that bottomless pit because they had some quote unquote friend buddy angels that fell with them, and some of them went to the bottomless pit, but they were free to roam the earth. And so Jesus cast them into the hogs. The hogs didn't want them. They went to the sea and they drowned. Remember that? The demons had to go find somewhere else to stay. Demons are able to possess people, animals, or whatever. You think you got a crazy dog or cat at home, maybe they're demon-possessed. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. A lot of people act like, well, I shouldn't have said that. Y'all be kicking your dog through the screen now, you know? But anyway, we have some illustrations of this in Scripture. So we know at least of three places that demons are confined. In the abyss, under the Euphrates River, and we're going to look at it. I said all that. I'm going to get to that in just a second. And I take it literally. And then here on earth, they're roaming about like Satan, seeking who they may devour. Now, again, I take this very literally. The Euphrates River. Where's the Euphrates River? I've been there. It's in the Middle East. Even more specific, it runs through Iraq. You ever heard of Iraq? It runs through some of the Middle East countries. But in Iraq, me and Frankie, he's not here today, we had the privilege of going to Iraq when Saddam first fell. You know, they found him in that hole and they got him out, and the American soldiers were able to go in. I got a call from somebody that, long story short, they wanted to start a church in Iraq, in Baghdad. No, I called people all over the country. Nobody wanted to go with me to Baghdad. Can you imagine? I called preachers and other people, and I was going to go by myself to Baghdad, and nobody wanted to go. Frank Gutierrez went with me. He didn't tell his wife till the day before he left. And Cindy told him, said, I kind of figured you were going. He said, well, I figured I need to tell you I was going to Iraq with the preacher. He didn't want to go by myself. Well, anyway, we went there, went to Baghdad. Euphrates River runs right through there. We saw it, and it runs all through Baghdad. That's other parts of that world. And there's another interesting thing about Iraq. A little bit south of Iraq, I forget, it's not many miles of Baghdad, is a place that's in the Bible called Babylon. You ever heard of Babylon? The Tower of Babel. It was there in Iraq. And I said all that, say I could talk hours of what we've seen, what we experienced there and talking to people there. But that is, I won't say the center of creation, but the Garden of Eden was very close to there. I don't know where it was, whether it was Israel. You know, Israel's not, it was in the Middle East. It sure wasn't Winter Haven, Florida. I love Winter Haven, Florida, but the Garden of Eden wasn't here. It's somewhere over there, okay? And the rivers flew. They flowed out of the Garden of Eden in different parts. And I understand the flood changes things and all the river flows. I understand all that. But when Nimrod and them left after the flood and all, they went and they settled in a place called, y'all remember Nimrod? Okay. Left that plain where Noah and all of them was and kind of went in a place and built a tower. And they call it the Tower of Babel. And Babylon established the kingdom right there in all through Scripture. When it mentions Babylon, it's always in a bad light, okay? So I'll say this. I believe, because the Bible does not say, but it's just my personal opinion, that perhaps these angels and these hordes of we're going to read 200 million of them, had something to do, perhaps, with Babel and influencing all these people to do what the demonic influence upon Nimrod and these to build that tower. Okay, I could be wrong. I do know that he put them under there, the Euphrates River, for some reason and not the abyss. It's just interesting, all this evil stuff that happened around that area perhaps they had something to do with that. I don't know. I will say this, and I'll have to move on. I do not believe these were the sons of God that we read in Genesis chapter number 6. A lot of good men think that, when you remember in Genesis chapter number 6, just before the flood, the Bible speaks of the sons of God, and they had relationships with the daughters of men. Remember that? A lot of good men believe that those were demons that had relations with these women, earthly women, and it produced some kind of monstrous offspring. Talks about some giants and all. Well, it's a good theory, but it sure falls flat on its face when not just there, but later on in history, you find about some other great giants. You ever heard somebody named Goliath? Another great man, and these men, some have them 6 fingers and huge guys. That, do you tell me that the angels, the demons had relationships again and they produced? No. And I shouldn't have went and all that, but I just let you know that I do not believe that those were angelic beings that had relations, intimate relations with the women on earth and produced these offspring. And a lot of people think that's why they're confined to the underworld. I believe we read this last week that when Satan fell, that those that we looked at, go back to Jude. One book back, verse number 6, Jude 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, the word estate means principalities, but left their own habitation, their residence, where they were supposed to be, he hath reserved them in everlasting chains unto darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Again, we mentioned about the orders, the angelic orders. In a nutshell, there's so much here I could spend hours, but just so you can understand, comprehend a little bit. The angels that were under Satan's charge and his order, when Satan fell and those angelic beings that were under his charge, those are the ones that's on the earth today. They did not leave their first estate. In other words, they just stayed with Satan. All right. The ones that were under, say, Gabriel's charge or Michael's charge or some other angelic charge, they left their assignments of what they were supposed to be doing and they followed Satan. Those are the angels who left their first estate, their first habitation. Those are the angels, the demons we would call them today. Those are the ones who are chained in the underworld that we looked at last week. And again, time won't allow me to go back there and rehash it. They're chained until to be released during the tribulation period. All right. These are different angels here. In verse number 6, these four angels which are bound, they're tied up. The word bound literally means they're tied, they're chained in the great river Euphrates. And let's go a little bit farther. We reread first number 15 in chapter number 9, how they were loosed for an hour, a day, a month, a year to slay a third part of men. Let me throw this at you. By this time, three and a half years had taken place, the first 6 seals. The next 3.5 years, the first trumpet, second trumpet, third trumpet, fourth trumpet, fifth trumpet, now we got the sixth trumpet is sounding. By now, half of the men on earth, I'm talking mankind, not just men, but mankind, will be killed. Half. Just think of that. If the rapture was to come today, say there's 8 billion people on this earth, give or take one or two, okay? 8 billion people on this earth. Let's say 1 billion people are taken out, which is, they ain't 1 billion people are saved on this earth, but I do bad math. But anyway, just say 1 billion people are raptured, at least 7 billion people on this earth. We read in the third seal, because of the famine, or fourth seal, because of the famine and hunger, that 1/4 of the men die. 1/4, let's go a little easier. What's 1/4 of 6 billion? 1.5 billion. Yes? 1/4. Okay, so that leaves 4.5 billion people on this earth. All right, well, by the time you get here, 1/3 of them die. What's 1/3 of 4.5? 1.5. So you get 3 billion people. Are y'all following this?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for the Tribute Quartet Live in Concert. That's this Saturday, February 26th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.